All along the Mississippi and the Ohio rivers, thousands of people are packing up their homes as floodwaters continue to rise. Earlier this week, the Army Corps of Engineers moved forward with plans to blast open the Birds Point levee in Missouri, hoping to slow the flooding. It did actually lower the water levels in some parts of Ohio and then a little bit further south in Mississippi, but heavy rains are continued, and that makes the possibility of flooding not just a real and serious threat, but it's happening at this point. At the base of the Mississippi Delta in Vicksburg, Mississippi, people are preparing for the worst. The water levels are scheduled to crest at 57.5 feet in about 2 weeks, possibly up to 50 feet in Memphis. That's where George Sills lives, is in Vicksburg, Mississippi. He's a geotechnical engineer and consultant and a retired member of the Army Corps of Engineers. Good morning, George.
Good morning.
So how do we predict how far a river will rise before it crests?
Well, the good thing, you know, there's two points of living in Vicksburg, Mississippi, and as far down the river system as we live. One of the things, they get a lot of river data collected off of other river sheds, and so they're able to put out a very accurate long-term forecast. Now, that's a good thing, but it's also a bad thing, too, because it gives, it gives us residents and citizens of the area a long time to worry about what's coming. And so they have
a long time to prepare.
Well, and a long time to prepare, but with the flood we got coming down, there's not a lot of preparation for some people in some of the areas.
But you're packing up your home. As I said, they're expecting it to crest possibly close to 60 feet there.
57.5 is the official crest
that's
forecast.
That's close to 60.
And I'm not packing my house. I am packing my office today.
Wow. George, is part of the staggering sort of size of this flood crest related to the amount of development along the Mississippi River in that it's more contained perhaps than it was a century ago or even as recently as 1937 and so therefore rises in a narrower channel?
Well, I mean, of course, there's been some places where some of that's gone on. And when you have urbanization, of course, water doesn't sit on a parking lot and seep into the ground. It runs off, and so you have those changes that are occurring. But overall, the lower Mississippi, the width of the floodway is probably very close to what it was in 1937.
Really?
Yeah.
We're speaking with George Sills, a geotechnical engineer and consultant, retired member of the Army Corps of Engineers. And there's a lot of tension on the Corps right now. There's worry that the levees could break. And to a certain extent, people blame not just the Army Corps of Engineering, but the funding for the Corps.
Well, you know, the Corps cannot do anything but spend the funds that are appropriate. Now, you know, from that standpoint, to a degree, your hands are tied when you work for the Army Corps of Engineers. But, you know, the Corps has moved out to try to improve the levee system. You know, I worked for them for 37 years, and shortly after going to work for them in 1973, we'd seen one of the largest floods in history in the lower Mississippi. Now, this flood is going to exceed that flood. And I will tell you that the damages and the problems with the levee systems that were going on in 1973, we're not seeing those same problems to the same level as we were back then.
But what are the chances that one or more levees could break with all this water?
Any time that you live behind a levee system, there's never a 100% guarantee that that levee will not break. They're just too many unknowns. You know, people try to compare levees to dams. Dams are, in general, very narrow structures. You can go out as a geotechnical engineer, and you can do a lot of geotechnical investigation, and you can know an awful lot about it on levees. You know, in best-case scenarios, you have a boring or so every 1,000 feet. So in between those borings, you're guessing at what's there.
Okay, so we're speaking with George Sills, a geotechnical engineer, a retired member of the Army Corps of Engineers. So, George, what are the chances that some of these measures that they're taking in other areas, blowing up certain levees, trying to release the water pressure, do you think that will work?
Well, I mean, the system is set. You know, I wish the Corps had never put the Birds Point levee in as a solid levee. I wish they would have put a structure there like the floodways have just above New Orleans. There's the Bonnie Carey floodway and Morganza floodway. When it's time to let water into those to lower the stages down around New Orleans, they open gates up. And that doesn't make quite the news media flash as, hey, we're blowing this levee. But basically, the system was designed for the water to go through that breach. And the only way to breach that levee efficiently was to blow it up.
Open it, right, exactly. George Sills, before we go, two quick things. One, is there a threat in New Orleans where the Atchafalaya and the Mississippi have that sort of interesting kind of tension, and the Army Corps has tried to keep the Mississippi in its channel? And then is there a cleansing effect of all this water, given the BP oil spill that was the big disaster last year?
Oh, I wouldn't really be qualified to comment on the BP oil spill thing. That you know, we're certainly going to send a large chunk of fresh water out into the Gulf. And you would think that any oil that was there in the area would be pushed further out in the Gulf. But as far as the old river control structure you were talking about, I mean, that's a crucial structure. And any time that you put a very large load, and this major flood will be a very large load on a structure, there's a risk that something can go wrong. And so to answer your question, I guess, is yes, there could be a problem there. But, you know, that structure hopefully is well engineered, it's well maintained, and it'll actually survive this loading.
Well, what's the biggest danger at this point, George?
More water.
More rain.
Yeah.
All right, George Sills, who is packing up his office there in Vicksburg, Mississippi, where the Mississippi River is expected to crest at 57.5 feet in about 2 weeks. George Sills, geotechnical engineer, consultant, and retired member of the Army Corps of Engineers, talking about the flooding, floodwaters rising from the Mississippi River and the Ohio River as well. If you live in one of these floodplains, if you're in danger of seeing floods in your own hometown, give us a call and tell us what you're seeing. 877-8-MY-TAKE. You can also post a comment to thetakeaway.org.
That's what engineers have. Takeaway there. What's the danger in flooding? More water.